Arizona Highways Magazine has released a new guidebook. It features parts of northern Arizona, including Flagstaff, the Grand Canyon, Prescott, and Sedona. With me to talk about the new release and what's in it is Robert Steve, the magazine's editor-in-chief. And Robert, given the number of guidebooks out there about any place, really, but especially this part of the world, how do you try to separate yours from the rest?
Well, you know, that's a great question, Mark. We have had this book, an Arizona guidebook, that was this big, thick book that had all kinds of information in there about where to stay and where to sleep and where to eat. And it was specific about restaurants and things like that. And in the publishing world, those books become outdated almost before, you know, they find their way onto a bookshelf. And with the advent of the internet and apps and all these other sources that people have to get their information, that book really sort of became obsolete for us. So we looked at another way of doing that subject, the guidebook. And this one does focus on northern Arizona. What we did with ours, I think, to make it different is we took advantage of what we think is one of our key assets, and that's photography. And so we thought, let's make a beautiful guidebook, maybe not have all the information in there that these kinds of books typically have, and we'll illustrate them with some beautiful photographs.
And am I right that you also have some advice for travelers about where they, too, can take cell phone photographs or otherwise?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, we do tell people where to stay and where to sleep and where to eat and those things. And you mentioned northern Arizona, and it's funny you brought that up too, because we ended up calling it part one. We were going to split the state across the middle, east to west, but then we got into this dilemma about, you know, a place like Hannigan Meadow and Pine Top Lakeside. You know, technically that might fit into northern Arizona,
yeah,
but no one thinks of it as northern Arizona. It's eastern Arizona. So we ended up calling it part one. But as far as your question, right, so we asked some of our favorite photographers and our regulars out there to sort of talk about what their favorite place would be to make a photograph. So we call it the photo op. So if you're in Flagstaff, here's sort of this hidden opportunity to go make either a selfie or try to be an Arizona Highways photographer.
Does the fact that you have reporters and photographers and you yourself going all over the state all the time, does that help you maybe come up with some places that wouldn't be in another guidebook?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have the opportunity of having almost 100 years of history behind us. And so you have all these new photographers, and we have some great young photographers out there with, you know, a lot of ambition and a lot of equipment. And they're trying to, you know, find places that haven't been featured in the magazine before. And believe it or not, after almost a century, there are still new discoveries out there. So right. So our men and women out there stumble upon things that are maybe harder to get to, but worth the effort.
How much are the places you write about in this book sort of informed by stories that the magazine has done in the past, or places that members of your staff have visited at some point in the past?
Well, it's another great question. A lot of it does come out of, you know, one of our writers might be on assignment to do story X and they stumble on, you know, Y and Z while they're out there. But looking back, that's another good question because, you know, we spend so much time looking through our archive. And one of the things that falls onto my plate of things to do is putting these issues together, these books and magazines, and trying to do something fresh, think counterintuitively. Again, keeping in mind, you know, we've probably done that story. But, you know, I look back and I find all these great little slices of whatever it might be. I was looking through an issue this morning from January of 1941, and I came upon this great story written and photographed by Barry Goldwater about a trip he took down the river from
Wow.
the Green River down the Colorado all the way down to the Gulf of California. And you know, so it inspires me as an editor to think, well, you know, we could either use that somehow or try to retrace those steps. And sometimes, honestly, we'll find something in the magazine that I didn't even know existed, you know, a mission up on the Navajo Reservation or whatever it might be. And we're like, hey, boy, we ought to see if that thing is still around and go do the modern take.
How do you go about marketing a guidebook like this?
You know, we're fortunate to have a strong brand, you know, that people embrace. So, you know, we managed to get into whatever bookstores are left out there. I will tell you that Costco is our best friend. We're fortunate to get our books into Costco on a regular basis, and that goes a long way. But then, you know, through social media, not unlike, you know, what you guys do and everybody else, we have a very broad reach through Facebook and Instagram and through a blog, I mean, and through our own website and things like that. We promote these books in the magazine itself. you know, and a lot of it's word of mouth, getting into bookstores, you know, the little shops in Flagstaff or down in Tucson, getting into those places as well.
And do you see this as a tool that both Arizona residents and people who are coming to visit here or looking to come visit here can get something out of?
Yeah, because, you know, our mission really is to promote travel through the state, but also to the state. So, you know, we're reaching out to those people in Poughkeepsie and Topeka and all those places. But we also want people, you know, that live right here in our own backyard to sort of get off the couch and go check some of these places out. So we're very thoughtful when we put together, whether it's the magazine or a book, in terms of, you know, is this going to appeal to that audience and also this audience? And we like to think that there's valuable information in there for even people who are avid travelers.
All right. That's Robert Steeve, editor-in-chief of Arizona Highways Magazine. Robert, good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.